A number of recent national polls are showing that if the presidential election was held today and the candidates were Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, it would be a tight race. Here and Now contributor WBUR conducted a poll in the battleground state of New Hampshire and found Clinton with just a 2-point lead over Trump among likely voters there. WBUR's Anthony Brooks has our story.
According to the new poll, Clinton leads Trump 44% to 42% in New Hampshire, with about 7% still undecided. The reason this race is so close is that both Clinton and Trump are exceptionally unpopular across the state.
Very few people like either of them by comparison to other presidential candidates.
That's Steve Cazella, president of Mass Inc. Polling, which conducted the survey. It found that just 35% of New Hampshire voters have a positive view of Clinton. Only 33% feel that way about Trump. And what's particularly striking, both candidates are viewed unfavorably by 58% of voters.
So lots more people have a negative impression of both of them than a positive impression.
Democrat Bernie Sanders' numbers are just the opposite. 55% of New Hampshire voters view him favorably, 34% unfavorably. And according to the poll, if Sanders were the Democratic nominee, he beats Trump today decisively in New Hampshire by 16 points. This is an argument that Sanders continues to make, that poll after poll suggests that he'd fare far better against Trump than Clinton. Pollster Steve Cazella says a big reason for this is the gender gap between Trump and Clinton pretty much disappears with Sanders.
Where Clinton was trailing by 17 points among men, Sanders and Trump are essentially even. Sanders does a bit better among women, but the big difference really is that the gap among men just disappears.
On a blustery day on Main Street in Nashua, New Hampshire, Scott Bennett, a Democrat, says he's supporting Clinton, but not with an abundance of enthusiasm.
Do I feel positive about Hillary? I don't think she's a great candidate. I don't think she has the warmth that a lot of politicians can demonstrate. But I would certainly say that she's qualified to do it.
The poll also found that more than half of New Hampshire voters say Clinton treats people with respect and dignity, while only 1 in 5 feel that way about Trump. More voters see Clinton as capable of improving America's standing in the world than Trump, but they regard Trump as a tougher negotiator and more likely to create jobs and economic growth. That last issue, the economy, is why Tom Belanger, a Republican from Brookline, New Hampshire, says he supports Trump.
And the other is that I think that we've lost all of our respect abroad, and I think we need somebody in there that shows that we do what we say and we say what we mean. I'm not sure he is that guy. I just hope and pray he is. I like his candor. I don't like his over-the-top candor. I think it's totally unnecessary for him to speak the way he does and to, you know, degrade and belittle and talk down to people.
A little further down Main Street, Dave Tiffany from Hollis and Linda Kipnis from Hudson, New Hampshire, hold signs that say, "End the war, bring our troops home." They both support Bernie Sanders.
Because he's the only one that's not corrupt, totally corrupt, like Hillary Clinton, for example. Warmonger, she backed the war in Iraq and then lied about why she did it.
Clinton did vote for the war, but now she says that was a mistake. Even so, Dave Tiffany says he won't support her in November and will write in Bernie Sanders. But Linda Kipnis feels differently.
I will vote for Hillary if it's Hillary versus Trump. And I understand the point about we're tired of voting for the least bad, but I'm really afraid that Trump will win. And certainly she's way better than Trump would be.
And that's one of the big questions about the coming months. How many Sanders supporters will rally behind Clinton, assuming she wins the Democratic nomination? According to the poll, 3/4 of Sanders supporters say they will support her. 1/4 of them say they won't. And 10% say they'll vote for Donald Trump. But pollster Steve Cazella says it remains to be seen how they'll feel come Election Day.
It depends to a certain extent how Bernie Sanders approaches the next couple months. You know, how long does the race go on? Is there really a visible coming together, and do Bernie Sanders supporters get behind that idea? But at the moment, there just are a lot of Bernie Sanders voters who haven't decided necessarily to vote for Clinton.
They could provide a crucial margin of support for Clinton, particularly in a contest that today appears close. The WBUR survey is the latest among a number of polls from key battleground states that show a small Clinton advantage in what appears to be a tight race that's following many of the same contours of the 2012 election. For Here and Now, I'm Anthony Brooks.